you work at home, things can get monotonous. So Ned, what is today's tip to change it up a little bit?
Well, Tippendales who watch our show on social media video platforms know that I am almost always in this exact same spot. This is my office. It's a recording studio. The things you see behind me are sound dampening so I can do voiceover work. And I have, you know, a crazy computer set up in front of me. And that means that I am at this desk many hours every day. And it honestly can start to burn me out. And I don't realize how much I'm not working at my optimal performance because it's just the same thing every day, day in and day out. And I've started taking my laptop into my little sitting area or my living room with my morning coffee to like schedule my day or answer some emails at the top of every day. And just doing that and then making the actual choice rather than the necessity to come into my office to do more work later has made me way more productive. So today's tip is consider starting your day either in your home or in your office somewhere different to do some of those early administrative tasks and then move to your desk so that you have a little bit of a break up to the repetition of the day.
And sometimes that means creating a few places within your home that are conducive to sitting down and doing work, and always making sure to prioritize comfort. So what do your chairs look and feel like? And evaluating that and making sure that, you know, when you are sitting at those places, you are in fact optimized for getting work done as quickly as possible so that you can go outside and touch grass.
Touching grass is wonderful, and you can do the equivalent of touching grass by listening to daily tips that may or may not help you as your grass.
Yep.
I don't know. Every day, Monday
while
through Friday.
While you go for a walk in the park.
Yeah. And we are back on Monday with more daily tips that may or may not help you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.